Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In my final full episode of the year, I want to talk about a question I got on Spotify around dyslexia, dyscalculia, and dyspraxia. It's hard enough. Sorry, not dyspraxia, dysgraphia. You know, who named this stuff? What crazy human being thought this was a great group of names? Anyway, in this episode, we're going to dive into these three, some of the differences, some of the facts, because there is a little bit to know. So let's dive in. Okay, so this is the final full episode I'm doing this year. I've managed to find three other cracking episodes from years gone by that you may have not heard before. All really powerful, and I'm sure you'll get a lot of value. They'll be coming out over the next few weeks. And following that, I've got my interview that I did with the CEO of Speechify, Cliff Weitzman, who I'm really excited to bring to you, and that'll be coming to you early in the new year when I'm back fully refreshed and have had a big break. But let's dive into today's episode. Now, this was a great question because we've all heard these different terms over the years, and they all kind of get merged and mashed together, and who really knows what's what, and how do they kind of work? So in my personal opinion, when we're talking about these three, and I'll try not to use the words too often because I find them just a mouthful to try and even say. I definitely wasn't the one to name them or have any reason understanding of what they are. So dyslexia, dysgraphia, and dyscalculia. Hopefully I've pronounced those three right. So dyslexia is the one everyone's heard of, is the major one. It's the one that just seems to stand out above all the rest. It's kind of like in a marketing course, it kind of got out in front and it wins. Now, does it mean it's the most important? No. But it's the one that's the easiest to diagnose from what I understand, because dyslexia is all related very heavily to reading. So it's really about the challenges people have processing the written word. It also includes spelling and writing. Now, this is where it gets a bit confusing. Dysgraphia is actually all about a writing deficit. So it's a different version of part of dyslexia. So if you can read absolutely perfectly fine, and maybe you're okay with spelling, but your issue is you just can't form words when you're writing on its own, that is what dysgraphia is. Now, this again, just be aware, guys, this is the layman's down-to-earth version. It's the way I live. I'm a layman myself. So this is kind of how I understand it from what I've learned. Now, estimates with dyslexia is 1 to 2 in 10 have some level of dyslexia. With dysgraphia, again, it's very similar. There's estimated to affect 5 to 20% of all children have some writing deficit, like dysgraphia, but it doesn't really get picked up a huge amount of the time. You know, there's a huge lack of diagnosis. When I was doing some research for this episode with dyslexia, their estimate is they believe 780 million people worldwide are dyslexic, but they believe only about 40 odd million have been fully diagnosed, which is pretty crazy. Let me just get those stats right. More than 40 million adults in the US have dyslexia, but only 2 million have been diagnosed. So that's a clearer one. So 40 million, but 2 million diagnosed. And it's kind of seems to be like US have a pretty high dyslexia actual rate of diagnosis versus some other places. So just kind of shows you the challenge we're up against. The amount of people who don't even realize they have this is mind-boggling. Now, back to what we're actually here to talk about, and let's move on to dyscalculia. Now, dyscalculia is the one that's a bit more clearly different. It's about processing of mathematical calculations and trying to understand how that all works. Now, this is the one that seems to be the outlier. Some people have this very intensely. I've got a friend who you try and teach him numbers, especially around the business side of things, just doesn't work. The formula doesn't work. Quite possibly Richard Branson might have this as well. He struggles heavily with things like net profit and gross profit in a business, just these different ways of thinking. Now, to a degree, I sometimes struggle with this as well, but only to a very small degree. My mental arithmetic is quite strong. So I personally don't believe I've got dyscalculia. But very few people, unless you are really significantly struggling, will ever be diagnosed with this, in my opinion. You have to have a pretty high bar. The calculations or the information behind this is they say 3 to 8% of children have it in the population. So a number it doesn't seem to be quite as prevalent as dyslexia and dysgraphia. And, you know, it's a horrible name for it, really. But the thing to remember is dyscalculia is a bit different. It's similar but different. All of them together are processing disorders. So none of them have any issue with how smart someone is or your IQ. Nothing at all to do with that. It's much more around how you process information from the outside world and also how you put it down. So dysgraphia is more about writing. So it's how do you convert that information into the written word. So they're processing issues with how the brain works. And you'll find a lot of people talk about executive function. Seems to be something that is the new kind of buzz phrase when talking about any of these three plus ADHD. All seem to have an executive function issue. Now, if you've heard my other podcasts, my belief is that, you know, when all of these were kind of created and named by someone who is not good at naming stuff, you know, they only knew what they knew when they found this out. Now, dyslexia, etc., they kind of realized this was a challenge, and then they decided to go from an external point of view, let's name it, let's kind of put all these people into a bucket. So if you were struggling to read, just couldn't get it through, and the standard reading techniques weren't working, you were called dyslexic. If you're having issues with writing and everything else is working, you're struggling with writing, it's called dysgraphia. And if your mathematics was just poor and you couldn't quite get your head around things, just wasn't working, it was called dyscalculia. So it's saying that there's some sort of neurological processing challenge that you have. Now, in hindsight, and this is my true belief, is in the next, let's say 20 to 50 years, like I don't think things happen as quick as we'd like, is you're going to have some massive discoveries out of the world of AI and similar things, where they're going to actually reassess all of this stuff and look at it from a different perspective. It might look at it and go, hey, actually, instead of all of these different things, we're going to call this executive function, you know, processing disorder or something like that. And then it'll have a bunch of flavors that sit underneath that, which will include potentially ADHD, dyslexia, dyscalculia, dysgraphia. You know, there's probably a few other disses I've missed. These are just the three major disses that I'm aware of. I think there's going to be a massive uphaul and change in this. But again, with all the challenges in the world, this just doesn't come to the highest level, in my opinion, of what people want to focus on. But if you've got any thoughts of having any of these, you know, what I would say is there's a lot of common overlaps of the other challenges that go with it. Because it's more, they're all relatively based around how your brain processes information. And so whether you're one or all three of these, you'll naturally be a visual thinker. You'll naturally, your brain will work faster. It will think in pictures more than symbols. You know, in any of these cases, it seems to be the common denominator that I have personally seen. Now, again, this is from my personal view. I don't have a scientific degree. I'm not going to say I do. I'm just someone who deals with dyslexia and most likely dysgraphia in my day-to-day life, as well as a bit of ADHD. And I think, you know, with all three of them, don't get too hung up on it. If you follow the path of understanding more about what dyslexia actually is, a lot of the crossover will appear because your brain is processing things differently. You've got to use different tools to manage it. And that's what this podcast is about. Keep listening to what's coming out here, because I'm always going to be coming out with new stuff. Now, that's all from me this year, guys. Again, I'm going to have three of my best hits coming out over the next few episodes, and then we're going to go straight into the episode with the Speechify CEO, which is just a cracker of one, full of absolute gold. If you've got any queries, you know, you can always reach out to me at hello@truthaboutdyslexia.com or visit us, truthaboutdyslexia.com, join our Facebook group. Lovely people in there to share stories with. Have an epic rest of your day.